In this bulletin, Victoria records its deadliest day in the current COVID outbreak on Melbourne's first day out of lockdown. Qantas to bring forward international flights as Australia's borders reopen. And in sport, the NRL won't mandate COVID vaccines for its players. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria has reported a record 16 deaths and another day of over 2,000 new COVID cases on Melbourne's first day out of lockdown. There were 2,178 infections and 784 people are in hospital with COVID in Victoria. And Victoria is set to scrap hotel and home quarantine requirements for all fully vaccinated international arrivals who test negative for COVID-19. The change is expected to take place on November the 1st, which will bring it in line with New South Wales. There have been another 345 new local cases of COVID-19 reported in New South Wales and 5 further deaths. There are now 482 people in hospital with COVID in New South Wales. Meanwhile, Premier Dominic Perrottet has flagged possible changes to the state's border with Victoria. Victoria is allowing fully vaccinated people to fly from Sydney to Victoria without getting tested or doing quarantine, but people travelling the other way are still subject to restrictions.
We're working very closely with the Victorian government in relation to that. In fact, I was speaking to Dan Andrews last night. We want to open up as quickly as possible. The challenge that we have is that we've set a 1 November date for travel between Sydney and regional New South Wales as those vaccination rates increase. But I spoke to the Premier last night. We want to have that border open as quickly as possible, and we'll have something to say about that shortly.
And the ACT has recorded 13 new locally acquired cases. Qantas has announced it will bring forward the restart of international flights as Australia reopens its borders for the first time since March 2020. The airline says it follows the border reopening from the 1st of November and a decision by New South Wales to scrap quarantine requirements for vaccinated travellers. Qantas says the changes will mean 11,000 stood-down staff will be reinstated. Qantas Chair Alan Joyce has called it the biggest and best news the company has had in 2 years.
This 20 months is probably the darkest period in Qantas' 100-year history. It's meant that we've had to ground aircraft, stand down people and restructure the business. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's very clear that because Australians have rolled up their sleeves and taken the jab, we can see that light.
The New South Wales Deputy Liberal Leader Stuart Ayres has told a corruption inquiry he could see a lot of merit in a funding application from a shooting club in Wagga Wagga. The $5.5 million grant is one of two being examined by the Independent Commission Against Corruption that were given to now disgraced former MP Darryl Maguire's electorate. When the grants were being considered, Stuart Ayres was the state's sports minister and former Premier Gladys Berejiklian was the treasurer, but was also involved in a secret personal relationship with Mr. Maguire. Multiple witnesses have told this week's hearings that the initial business case for the shooting club application lacked merit, but Stuart Ayres has told the hearing he disagrees.
For a shooting facility, they were in a good location. They were in an industrial estate area. I think they had a good, from memory, they had a good relationship with their neighbour, which was good for both noise and safety. So from a regional shooting location perspective, they were a good, well-run organisation, and I was quite predisposed to the, particularly to the clubhouse concept.
Gladys Berejiklian denies any wrongdoing and is due to appear before the ICAC next week. New Zealand has recorded a record 5.2 magnitude earthquake in the middle of the North Island. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was in the middle of a press conference in Wellington when the earthquake occurred.
By when exactly Aucklanders will be able to leave Auckland for domestic travel?
Sorry, a slight distraction. Would you mind repeating that question?
Can you clarify when exactly?
And in sport, the NRL says it won't be mandating that all players be vaccinated against COVID-19, although it's warning of tougher protocols for those who don't get immunised. The decision was announced on the same day as the AFL revealed it would require its players to be vaccinated by the middle of February. And now today's weather. Perth, a partly cloudy day, 22 degrees. Adelaide, also partly cloudy and 22. Melbourne, a shower or two, 26. Hobart, showers developing, 23. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two, 22 degrees. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, a possible shower, 25. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, a partly cloudy day and an expected top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.